Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Murray moves to second. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball four. Murray moves to third. Sheets moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen catches it and throws to second to double up Sheets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Law steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher juggles the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gielen bunts towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey fires to first and picks off Law. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up towards third. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Mark Hill. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Law reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn is called out on strikes. One out. Danford pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fritzy Connolly pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob James now pitching. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Rich Dower. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Gary Roenick. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.